We front load you with what turns into a story and reality.
Rich Eisen
is one of my favorite people in the world.
Oh my God, love him.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Salty Tua, take control.
I'm giving Tyreek a shot. Just know that he is getting the ball.
Yeah! That sounds like an undefeated quarterback.
Earlier on the show, Super Bowl winning quarterback Drew Brees, Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Young, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford. Coming up, actor Josh Duhamel. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Man, what a fun 2 hours we've had. Drew Brees, hour one. Matthew Stafford, Steve Young last hour. Just gave you the top five missing pieces of the top five missing pieces of the 2022 NFL season. A list topped off, much to Chris Brockman's dismay, chagrin, and potential enjoyment, that it's Josh McDaniels, the play caller in New England. He is missing.
Yeah, I think you're dead on about that. I think you're dead on.
People have Devontae Adams in Green Bay has missed less. He was number four on the list. But
next week, I'm going to do top five assistant coaches that need to lose their job. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned all the way through the weekend.
Yeah, all the way through the weekend.
And don't watch the games. Stay tuned on the Roku channel. We're re-airing all weekend on Channel 210. I like the cut of your jib, sir.
Thanks, Rich.
And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, guess what? Here on the Roku channel, Channel 210, as soon as we're done, it comes right back. So if you missed hours one and two, awesome stuff. Please stay tuned for that. Brockman and Del Tufo in their spots, getting ready for Josh Duhamel to come out here. And TJ Jefferson is like the bouncer amongst all of his friends, saying you can't come here just because Josh Duhamel is here and you think he's hot. You're like standing outside the club here bouncing people.
Well, you know I got the velvet rope in the corner.
I understand. So, well, that was for
TJ's tear system.
That's what you had, yeah. Right. Fans who are coming for your Cowboys could not approach you and have conversations about the Cowboys and lack of their...
No, Rich. They could. Is just would I respond.
Yes, you would bounce them because they need to have at least a Super Bowl appearance in their team's resume.
Yeah, 50-plus years. Understood. You ain't got to the Super Bowl once. You're going to tell me my team stinks? I don't think so.
Okay, understood. Understood. That's TJ Jefferson, diehard Cowboy fan, meaning he has very little self-awareness. 844-204 Rich is the dial number to dial here on this program. Josh Duhamel is joining us on this program. He is joining us in promotion of the Mighty Ducks Game Changer. Season 2 just premiered on Disney Plus. Stay tuned for all of that because guess what? I'm in that show five different times.
Hey.
He is. Ooh. Oh, yes. So the kids will be like, I know that guy. That's Ernie Johnson. No. So we led this program with a conversation about Aaron Judge's 61st home run. And, man, I know I keep talking about the NFL as you can't make this stuff up. But baseball, you can't make this stuff up either. Because Judge hit home run number 61 last night on September 28th, 2022. And it was just a few days shy of the 61st anniversary of Roger Maris hitting home run number 61. And oh, let's do it. This is Phil Rizzuto with the call of that home run. I love baseball calls. We got a whole bunch of them for you right here. Here's the great Scooter at the mic on the day Roger Maris passed the Babe and hit 61.
Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right. This could be it. Way back there.
And, you know, if you're a Yankee fan growing up in New York, that home run call is just ingrained in your head. You know, hit deep to right. This could be it. Holy cow. So Michael Kay is from the New York area. What a childhood dream he's living out, calling Yankee games and doing a great job of it. I think he was paying a little homage to the Scooter as the ball was shot on a line, kind of like Maris's 61st. Deep to left field last night. Here was Michael Kay's call on the YES Network.
And the 3-2. Joe, deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history. And now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
All it was missing was a holy cow. Great job, Michael Kay, man. This could be it. And you're like, oh, he had that planned. Well, he's been 8 days.
It's been a week.
You're right.
And here's the call of the great John Sterling at the mic on Yankees Radio Network.
And the payoff.
There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
Man, Cooper loves him. He walks around the house going, you know, here comes the judge. So he's like, Dad, what does he look like? So, you know, WFAN has a camera on him. So I go on their Twitter site and showed it to him. And I want to show it to him because, you know, Sterling shows up to each game in a suit and a tie and a pocket square and he's cupping his ear.
Right?
He is old school, man. He is a pro's pro. He's just suit tie, man. Jacket. Doesn't take the jacket off. Pocket
84.
Square.
84.
I love him too. Meet in the moment. Meet in the moment. Well done. And let's talk about meet in the moment. You know, just showed you played the home run calls and Kay and Sterling meet in the moment. Meet in the moment. Aaron Judge meet the moment. Met the moment. And then, come on, man. Handed the 61st home run baseball to his mom. Yes, indeed. How awesome is this? And his full uniform looked like a little leaguer, except for the fact that he's a grown-ass man. But I just love it. Player and mom smile for the cameras.
Just bought his mom a house.
Oh. I showed that to Coop. Zano, like, wouldn't you do that right? You'd give it to mom, wouldn't you? Like, yeah. They're like, yeah. Would.
Yes. Yes.
You'd give it to your mom.
You see that
well action. Done. Now, it's so great that he gave it to his mom, had that moment. And, you know, you could say it was meant to be. Baseball gods made sure that Judge could have the ball and give it to his mom. But there is a Toronto Blue Jay fan who helped make that happen as well. A fan in the left field stands.
Poor guy.
Brought his glove to the game, as did another fan sitting in the front row of left field in Toronto, right above the Blue Jays pen, thinking maybe those are the magic seats where the magic pearl that is the 61st home run ball would be sent their way, and they've got a glove to catch it. And if you've seen the video, the fan reaches over the railing, and I think he got leather on it.
He did.
I don't know. It might have been a little low, but there's another fan who reaches out over and misses it, and you could see they immediately lament what just happened, that they planned for it, they got the seats for it, and missed it. It is akin to getting every number right except the Powerball. Although, for that, you still get a little scratch.
You still win a little bit of something.
You gotta wet your beak a little bit.
Yeah.
But these guys get a laurel and a hearty handshake and a memory the rest of their lives as to what could have been. And all you would just say, is it possible to just even know what this individual is thinking? And the answer is yes. And it gets even better to find out what this individual is thinking. Because he was interviewed by a member of the press in Toronto. And his name is indeed Frankie Lasagna. We're not making this up. There is the headline of this article. Blue Jays fan Frankie Lasagna just misses catching Aaron Judge's 61st home run ball. That is the headline. And according to this article, Frankie Lasagna grabbed his baseball glove from his garage before heading down to Rogers Center for the game. And he even got the seats specifically so he could be ready for it. And just in case you think you can't make this up, Frankie Lasagna is in fact a restaurateur of an Italian restaurant. And his name is Frankie Lasagna.
Yes.
No relation, best we can tell, to Johnny Roast Beef or Elaine's Vegetable Lasagna, made famous on an airplane in Seinfeld. The other gentleman who reached across, according to this article, declined to be interviewed. He must be just in total dire straits. But could you imagine, Chris, how would you feel if you had that hole set up and did not get the baseball?
Well, I would have caught it.
Nice.
Brockman would have gotten it.
I mean, that's a million-dollar mistake. It's a million-dollar drop.
Unless you were just going to give it to Judge anyway.
But if you're a Blue Jays fan, I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to hold that thing for hostage, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to put it up for auction, and it's going to get a sweet penny. It's just like, it's such a bummer for those kids, you know? But it's cool that, you know, kind of fate or whatever have you, got back to Judge, and he gave it to his mom. Like, what a cool moment.
According to this article in Infotel, which is the name of, I think, of the website in Canada, quote, two more feet and I would have had it.
Two more feet.
I needed a fishing net and I would have got it.
Well, he's got a...
Said Frankie Lasagna. By the way, that's his name. Well, I showed this article to the kids last night. I'm like, I said, hey, Cooper, would you rename yourself Coopy Lasagna?
He's got...
Zanny Lasagna?
I mean, Frankie Lasagna.
The SB Nation headline is Frankie Lasagna, who is a real person, almost caught Aaron Judge's home run.
Two more feet and I would have had it.
Oh, yeah.
The Frankie Lasagna story. I would never, ever bring a glove other than this situation, Lasagna said, by the way. I needed a bigger one. Frankie Lasagna needed a bigger glove, which is just... Not a metaphor for anything. It's literally what's happened in Toronto.
I didn't even know that was a surname, Lasagna. Did you?
According to this article, Lasagna brought his...
They didn't make that name up for now.
I'm sorry. Lasagna bought his ticket in the front row of the 100 level, thinking it would improve his odds of catching the ball if Judge went deep. Quote, in the front row, I felt like you've got the best chance. Lo and behold, I was just a few feet away.
Oh.
Lasagna, sporting a baby blue Vladimir Guerrero Jr. jersey, said the anticipation built during every Judge at bat, quote, it's like you're in the game, you're fielding and getting ready for the pitch. When he hit the ball, it was like, oh my God, I think I hit my buddy in his neck as I stretched out, I almost got it. And then he said that the shock and amazement just washed over him. I would have held on to it for as long as I could to negotiate, maybe get Judge to try to come to the restaurant, said Frankie Lasagna. Sadly.
Wow.
I mean.
Just in case, hold on a minute. You wanted a penne for his thoughts.
Keep going. I know you got more.
Yeah, I don't have more.
You got it.
I thought you had one more.
I don't have one more.
I thought you had another one.
No, I don't have one loaded.
Oh. Okay, I've never got a foul ball at a game, right? But like right before I moved to L.A., I was sitting on the first base side at Fenway, and a line drive was coming right at me, and the dude sitting right in front of me stuck out his hand, and it hit his thumb, and he had to get an ice pack. And I think about that all the time.
I got the World Series ball.
And it never even touched
me.
This guy,
he wanted to kill me.
Got leather on
it. He's right there. Well, he said, no. He did said, he, according to Frankie Lasagna,
he didn't get
words I've never said before, he said he needed a net. It was just too low.
If I was him, I would think about that every day.
You'd have gone over the railing?
Oh, yeah. Like the field goal dude, that famous guy who jumped out of the stands.
Well, then you would have wound up in the hands of Matt Bushman, the Toronto Blue Jays reliever who did catch the carom. Matt Bushman, also known as the lesser half of my NFL Network colleague, Sarah Walsh, who lives in Tampa, Florida, was watching, had heard her husband collected the ball and delivered it to the Yankees, and she tweeted out the following. Oh, cool, he just handed that back without checking to see if our house is still here, tweeting from Tampa last night. I'd like to announce our divorce. Wow. With the photograph of him walking the ball back.
Oh, man.
I mean.
And just as if we can't have any more you can't make this up moments, she also tweeted out last night, the coolest, weirdest thing about tonight when I first met, and she tagged her husband here at Bushman 26. More than a decade ago, he asked my favorite movie. I told him it was 61.
Holy smokes.
Come on.
Wow.
Can't make it up. The story of the home run ball, almost as interesting as the other actual hitting of the home run.
I have no explanation for what happened.
Frankie Lasagna. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That sounds like a Goodfellas character.
There's
Johnny two times.
There's no... That would
you
got to
go
like,
get the papers.
You would literally make that name up as a kid.
Get the baseball.
Somebody.
Get the baseball.
Like his mother made good lasagna. That would be his
Frankie
nickname.
Lasagna.
Yeah. Like his
it seems like he'd be hanging out on the Staten Island street corner with Dickie Eyes.
That's
know?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Dickie Frankie Eyes lasagna. And Frankie Lasagna. Dickie you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Meet up Dickie Eyes and Frankie Lasagna.
Hey, Frankie Lasagna.
Hey,
Frankie Lasagna. You couldn't lean over and catch the baseball.
Where's Paulie Gagoots? I mean, come on.
So, I don't care how big that drop-off is. You jump. Two broken legs, they'll heal.
Brockman $1 million said he would have done anything possible to get that ball.
Right. Oh, Frankie Lasagna. You needed a longer glove. You needed a net. What's the matter?
Unbelievable.
I mean,
all right. Let's take a break. Josh Duhamel is here. Fantastic. I love this guy. And we're in the same television show on Disney Plus.
Hey.
Yeah, it's like Magic, Michael Jordan and Bill Wennington combining for 57 points one day in Madison Square Garden, right? Josh Duhamel and I and the new Mighty Ducks show coming up next. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on our terrestrial radio network, we just saw a fun clip from the Mighty Ducks Game Changers season 2 premiered on Wednesday on Disney Plus. Josh Duhamel, I mean, you had that speech, you had your moments speech from you had your big time hockey coach miracle speech all lined up, and then it got ruined.
I just channeled every coach that I couldn't stand coming up through high school and college.
Yeah.
That aggro, you know, super rough and tumble and you know and it was good. I mean, I think it was fun for it was almost like it was therapeutic. It was cathartic. It was like an exercise and sort
to
of
to get all that out. Get all that out.
Facing some of my old demons.
Brother, it is a fun show. It is a great show for kids, family, and adults, and I would know because I had a I believe 5-episode arc.
You did?
On this program, yeah.
You sure did.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing, and we're going to have this out right now, and I know that sounds aggressive, but I was excited to do it for many many reasons. Number one, you're involved. Number two, my kids watch all the Disney Plus shows. And then I go there and never saw you once.
No.
Never saw you once.
I made sure that they scheduled us
I schlepped all
times
the way up to Santa Clarita, California.
Wow.
That's a long ways from here.
It is. It is. And I'm like, I can't wait to see Josh. It's going to be great to see Josh. And I'm like, is Josh here? They're like, no.
We were like two ships.
Was it in your contract? I need to know.
I want to know how you managed to. I mean, I'm not even sure Rich did it. They might have just superimposed it in there because every time I looked up there, they had a Rich Eisen double sitting back there.
Yeah. Wow. By the way, when they have a double sitting in for me, and that guy is the baldest guy they could possibly find.
I never had a double like that.
Because you're not bald.
And I'm not Rich Eisen, apparently.
And I'm not Josh Duhamel. I guess that makes the two of us right here. But I mean, plus, no, it was me because it was freezing in there, man. It was like you're shooting in a real rink.
Oh, yeah.
And you're shooting it. Now, I know I'm asking a kid from North Dakota about this question, but you can skate, right? I mean, you could absolutely skate.
I played hockey all the way up until seventh grade.
Damn straight you did.
And then I got too tall and skinny and had to make a choice between basketball and hockey, and I chose basketball. After that, I really didn't skate for, what is that, 35 years?
Until this season, really?
Until I got back on the ice here, and it was not like riding a bicycle. It was more like riding a unicycle for the first time. And I was using muscles I hadn't used for years. Damn. I was trying way too hard to look like I knew what I was doing. Literally 5 to 7 minutes after I got on the ice, they had me doing these drills, and I had to leave and go throw up in the garbage can.
Get out of here!
It was one of those things where I was just like, I used to do this when I ran track in high school, then 1 year in college, they would always have me run the 1600 relay, where you got to run one lap around the track, so everybody does. And after every time I did that, I would have to go throw up in a garbage can, and that's what it felt like. I was like, oh my God. Give me a second. And I ran off, and that was my introduction back onto the ice. And it took me a good 2 weeks to get my leg. I was like Bambi out there.
Damn.
For the first couple of weeks.
Not so mighty.
No, not so mighty. And I had to look like I was a former pro. So you can imagine the pressure.
You're an outstanding actor, Josh.
An athlete. You just...
Yes, I know that. I know that. Like I said, the cast seemed to really get along. You know, I met that kid who we just saw in the clip, Maxwell Simpkins, and he couldn't have been. I did a lot of my work with him since you weren't there.
Super talented kid.
And they all are.
I mean, I had such a blast. I mean, if I'm being honest, I took the job at first because I got to work in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved the Mighty Ducks growing up, so I figured this could be a fun show.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be such a blast, and I got to get to know these kids, and I got more out of this than I ever expected that I would, you know, mm-hmm. because it was such a great, it was so well written. The kids were awesome. Lauren Graham is fantastic. The whole thing was just very family from the beginning, and I just had the best time making it. I think the show's going to be really good.
And again, it debuted season two. Yesterday on Wednesday on Disney Plus. New episodes available every Wednesday only on Disney Plus. Early wake up for you Sunday here?
I'll be up around 6:30 making sure I'm officiating my friend's wedding.
On Sunday when the Vikings are playing the Saints?
It takes 5 clicks on a computer
yep.
and you are able to officiate a wedding. I did not know this.
What do you mean? You got ordained just for this particular affair? Is what you're saying?
Is it ordained? I don't think it's ordained. It's certified. It's certified to do it.
That sounds better to say you're ordained.
Yeah, I'm ordained.
Somebody's like, we're having a certified.
Yeah.
What do you call it? A priest? What do you call it? An officiant?
I'm an officiant.
It sounds better to say you're ordained. If people are coming up to you at this affair. You just use the word ordained just for the bride and groom instead of saying I'm certified.
I don't have the big robe or, you know, that the priest would wear or anything. But I do have my graduation garb.
Yes.
I'm thinking about just wearing something like this.
No, you should do it as Ragnar.
Ooh.
Do it as a Viking.
It is a very unconventional wedding, I will tell you that. I can't tell you what he's going to do, but it is. This dude, he's Bob Schwartz. I play him in the Buddy Games movies, but they call him the Bob Father.
Okay.
The Bob Father is getting married this weekend, and this dude is fearless.
Clearly, if he's like, can you click the mouse 5 times and marry
that's
me?
That's the most tame part of this thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's not flower girls. There's guys passing out beers as they go up the aisle.
Sounds like a great wedding.
I'm not
wedding.
Kidding.
Yeah. You want to suddenly come? Yeah, I have sure. no idea who the Bob Fire is, but you're going. I guess, if you will, the music start after the game? I mean, because it's an early 6:30 a.m. kick.
Yeah, I mean, right? I guess it's. I guess it depends how wild we get the night of his wedding. It's Saturday night.
Oh, I see.
Sunday
I
morning is 6:30. Comes pretty early.
Oh, that's
Although,
the point
yeah,
here. Okay.
But that's all right. I'll get up and watch it for sure. We got to beat those Saints
in London.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, it looked pretty dark third, fourth quarter this past week. Thought that you might follow up the big win over the Packers with a goose egg on Monday night in Philadelphia, I mean, and then a loss to the Lions. The Lions haven't won a road game in 2 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this team is yet. I really want to believe in O'Connell. I know the players love him.
They do.
And I think he's a brilliant coach. I just want to make sure they're going to be. Their defense is what's scaring me right now. It's like they feel so soft. Mm. I mean, not that the players are soft, but the schemes just feel like teams just running all over them.
Well, I think it might just be potentially when we look back that the Eagles are one of the top five offenses in the NFL.
True.
And Jalen Hurts is an MVP candidate.
True.
And he's going to make.
We made it real easy for him. I thought.
Well, I think he might make other defenses look
maybe.
Like that they're making it easy for him.
Yeah.
And guess what? I think the Lions offense is a top 10 in this league right now. They're lighting things up right now. So maybe you can just toss it up to that. Did you hear my colleague and friend and good buddy Michael Irvin chose Kirk Cousins as his MVP pick for this year? Did you hear that?
Preseason or now?
Preseason, sir.
Listen, I've been hard on Kirk Cousins in the past. I really have.
Yeah.
He's a perfectly serviceable quarterback. I think that I just don't see us winning a Super Bowl with him, if I'm being frank. I feel like he can make all the throws. It's just, if anything doesn't go to plan within the scheme of the play, it's done. He's not a great improviser, and that's what worries me. I just want him to be a little bit more inventive out there and make things happen when there's nothing there.
But you like that Kirk Cousins. You just need to see that 17
times. I like him. I think that I was pissed that we didn't go grab Mac Jones when we had a chance 2 seasons ago. He was sitting there at 16 and you, sir,
didn't want him as a Patriot fan. You called him the minivan of quarterbacks after they drafted him.
What do you think now?
Yeah, what do you think now?
I mean, he's hurt. Unvaluable.
Yeah, that was a nasty sprain. Gross. I mean, that looked terrible.
Well, you don't want Calais Campbell to fall on your ankle, do you? I mean, I think that's going to happen to anybody's ankle if he does that.
I think he was really good last year. He's, he's promising. We just got to get him some help.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I believe in Kirk. I think that Kirk can get us to a certain point. We got enough talent on offense. We got the players on defense. Our defensive line is nasty. I just want to see us get it together. That first week in Green Bay, I thought we were going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then we get our asses kicked in Philadelphia.
You should have seen with Michael Irvin how he was walking around the office after week one. Kirk Cousins is his guy. He was just like, he thought he was Nostradamus.
He didn't really.
1,000%.
How could you? Come on, Michael.
1,000%. Said it on national television. Just he believes in Kevin O'Connell and the offense and thinks it's perfect for him and that he has Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook and that he will step it up and start winning games like the week two game that he did not.
God, I hope he does. I hope Michael's right because we need a Super Bowl victory. We just need to keep progressing.
Well, for your sake, I hope he's right. For our sake on NFL Game Day morning, we hope he is very wrong because it'll be a great long year for us.
Yes. Who's your team?
Jets. I like that reaction.
Right. I saw that your boy gets back this week.
My boy gets back this week. We'll see if he can.
How do you feel about him?
I don't know. He just gave a shrug emoji for Mac Jones. I'm like, brother, your quarterback's not a shrug emoji. Mine is the shrug emoji. I have no idea what he can do. Mm-hmm. None. And it is now game, 21 of his career. He hasn't played half of them.
Well, this is
year two.
Season.
But he missed so much time last year.
Yeah.
I don't know, brother.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
He's got the ability, I think.
But Kirk Cousins turned down the Jets to go to you. So, that happened.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. In free agency, he did. Because the Will family says, come to Minnesota. We'll guarantee every dollar. We'll pay you like you're a frontline pitcher in the Major League Baseball.
I just wish he was as good as his agent. That dude has made so much money in this league.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And he's good. Don't get me wrong, but he's not. I don't know.
Well, you called him perfectly serviceable, which is a...
I think he would be the best backup. Left-handed, He'd be a great backup.
If there was a left-handed compliment you could give backhanded, that's it.
Yeah.
Perfectly serviceable. All right, we have a game called Celebrity True or False. Have we done this with you in your three times here?
I don't think
we have. Okay, where there are facts about your career that have been reported or you have said in an interview, and we want to know if the internet's true or false.
Okay.
Here is some great, again, production value for this. Here we go, roll it.
Celebrity True or False.
You can't handle the truth.
There you go. That's our production value. First one up for you, Josh Duhamel, Celebrity True or False. True or False, you wanted to be a dentist from the time you were a sophomore in high school, and you gave up your dream of becoming a dentist because your grades were not good enough to get into a dental college. Is that true or false?
I would say that's probably true, but okay. I could have. I mean,
okay.
I just want the truth,
please. Of course, it's not called celebrity or false.
No, like, it's true. It is okay. True. But I had a 3-4 leaving college at Montana State University. Go Beavers! Left one credit short because I knew that I had to go back and retake a couple classes like organic chem and a couple other ones to get it to about a 3.7.
Okay, so you weren't like flunking out of school.
I had good grades. I just didn't. I mean, you got to have dang near a 4.0 anymore to get in, and I had about a 3.4. I needed to get to about a 3.7.
So you were a tooth guy. I mean, what was the dental?
Well, I was always good at like drawing and creating things with like sculpting and things like that. So I got to use that. I had that. And then I could still call myself a dent or a doctor, and my mom would have been happy about that. So it was like killing two birds with one stone.
Okay. So you were into the idea of being, by the way, in my fifth grade yearbook for PS54, when you were asked as a fifth grader what you wanted to be when you grow up, mine says dentist.
Really?
It is.
And why?
I have no idea why I said dentist. I was a fifth grader. I have no idea
why.
Zero.
What was it? Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah.
The little elf was...
Wanted to be a dentist.
Wanted to be a dentist.
Could have been that. Could have been Rudolph. Yeah. I think it was Rudolph.
It was Rudolph.
Yeah, some Burt Lives cartoon. Rudolph. Right. Rudolph. Something like that. Yeah. Could have been that. I don't know if I went back in time, I would tell that fifth grader a lot more than just don't...
Yeah, I think you're doing fine. I think you made the right choice.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got I've got the wattage smile going on right now. All right. Next one. True or false, Josh Duhamel, you once had a dog named Meatloaf. Is that true?
I did. That's true.
Named after...
Well, his name was Dylan when I adopted him.
Okay.
He was just the cutest. I remember, I'll never forget, the first time the woman brought him over, she was like, he's super athletic. And that, like almost immediately, he trips over like this little thing and like stumbles and gets back up.
What breed of dog?
He was a dachshund mix. He had this beautiful little dude, like such a cute little guy, and he had the worst breath. I remember at first like, oh my god, this guy's good. But he was so cute and so lovable that I couldn't help it. And you know, he was his name was Dylan. But I looked at him and he looked like a little meatloaf. He was like this brown little
So was it the singer? Was it the singer?
Well, I'm a huge Meatloaf fan.
Who is not?
But he looked more like a meatloaf.
Okay, than an actual loaf of meat is what you're saying. The actual delicacy. Yeah. All right. Very good. So that's true. Next one, Celebrity True or False, Josh Duhamel. One of your first gigs ever, you were an extra in a Donna Summer music video. Is that true?
False. I was not. I was the lead in that, man.
So this Donna Summer part is true. It's being described as an extra. Is the false part?
I guess Donna would be the lead. I would guess I would be supporting her because it was about this love thing between these two people.
Uh-huh.
I was an extra in a Christina Aguilera video.
Okay, so
I auditioned to be the lead in that, and I was the extra in that. I was also an extra in when I first moved to Los Angeles. I went to watch Man on the Moon. In some theater down on Sunset Boulevard to watch, because I am a huge Jim Carrey fan. I just wanted to see him.
Yes.
So I remember sitting back there in the back of the theater just watching this dude do his thing, and it was one of the most eye-opening experiences of all time.
Yeah.
To see Jim Carrey do his thing as Andy Kaufman in character.
So that was
and never left character.
Right. And somebody who's had met Donna Summer at that point in time. So
I think this might have been pre-Donna Summer.
Pre-Donna Summer. Yeah. So what was the Donna Summer song? Do you remember what song it was, the music video?
Oh, it was a remake of something, and I can't remember the...
It wasn't Hot Stuff? It wasn't that?
No. It was
post-Hot Stuff.
It was a newer song that she had just released, but it was a remake of another
one. I Will Go With You. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mike Del Tufo, audio executive.
Come on, Don, I'm a DJ.
Can we play it?
Dinosaur is my favorite.
No, we cannot. We cannot. Yeah. We would be bankrupt if we played
it. I found the video, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We found the video. And can you test if he is more than an extra in this video? Or?
Pictures of you in the video.
There you go. Very good. Look at you.
I mean, lead might be a bit of a stretch, too.
Okay. Now that we found the video, you're backtracking, I might fall.
You're the lead.
I might
you're
fall
like
more.
Right off the top. Yeah.
We see him before Donna Summer, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, look at that.
How about, see?
That's what he's saying. The magic of YouTube.
Now I'm going to watch Genie in a Bottle just to see you.
Oh, yeah. You blink, you won't see me.
Fast?
It's literally that quick.
Man.
All right, last one for you. We're going to go on the opposite end of the career spectrum here. True or false? Steven Spielberg cast you in Transformers after seeing you in an episode of Las Vegas. Is that true?
Well, it's partly true. Okay. I mean, he didn't cast me, but he's had a couple of moments where he really sort of tapped me for a couple of jobs. There was one for Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
When I first...
That's the big one. Yeah. That's the big break, right?
That was when he first, it was a DreamWorks movie. And I remember Robert Luchetic had showed him the screen test.
Yes.
And he said, this is the way they told me it went. He said, if I was casting this movie, I'd pick him. I was like, what? Oh my God. I couldn't even believe he knew who I was.
So you just happened to be in the room just because it was a DreamWorks film?
No, it was a studio sort of thing. They were deciding who was going to play Tad Hamilton, and he was one of the helping factors.
Please. If Steven Spielberg was saying, if I was casting this, I would choose him. How do you think they respond to that? We're casting him. That's probably the answer.
Well,
then
listen to this. So then a few years later, I had been doing Las Vegas, and there was a storyline where I got back from Iraq and I was suffering from PTSD, and it was really intense, actually, those things. And he'd seen an episode of that, apparently, and they were casting Transformers and another DreamWorks movie, and he'd seen it, and he recommended me to Michael Bay, to play this part. And I remember hearing that going, oh, my God, that's twice Mr. Spielberg has done that. How do I thank him? Because I remember Leslie Feldman, the casting director. Yeah. I was like, I knew her because she had also cast me in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
How do I thank him? She goes, well, just call him. I'll connect you. I was like, what? So she connects me to his house.
On the spot?
And he picks up the phone, and I got to talk to him for about 10 minutes about why he felt I was right for the part. And I was like, I don't know how to thank you, Stephen, but thank you. You know, it's like truly a sound human being. And, you know, I'm very grateful to him for, you know, doing that, because I would not be anywhere nearly along in my career.
That is amazing. Well, actually, we may be revealing something to you. It wasn't an episode of Las Vegas that he saw you in and cast you from. We've confirmed this. Put up on the screen. It was that right there from the Donna Summer video.
Is that the Donna Summer video?
Yes, it is.
Summer
there video. It is.
Wow. I look exactly the same, don't
that's
I?
It. That's it. That's what Spielberg saw. We've confirmed it. But that is amazing that you got connected to him on the spot, and you had to collect yourself.
She patched
like,
me through
spot.
To his office at his, he was at his house, and it was...
That's
was,
amazing.
Yeah. And couldn't be a more gracious human being. I was
you
like,
thought
wow.
He's not going to pick up the phone. It's ringing, right?
Of course not. Well, you didn't have time to talk to me.
Caller ID back then? He was just, hello.
I don't know.
She had like a direct line to his office or something.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
All right, before you go, you got to give me your favorite James Caan story. Maybe may he rest in peace.
Oh, God, Jimmy Caan.
What do you got?
I miss that man. He's
What do you got?
Let's see. Well, I mean, there's a million of them, some of which I cannot tell on
I
TV.
Bet. Is there something that you could come close to that?
Yeah, here's a fun one.
Okay.
I remember him telling me a story. Well, there's a couple, but he was telling me a story about being on about Marlon Brando, and when he was on set with him, I was like, wait a second, you worked with Marlon Brando?
Uh oh.
He looks at me like, oh, yeah, you idiot. Have you ever seen The Godfather? I was like, oh, God, that's right. That's right.
I would have loved to see the snapshot of his face.
Oh, my God.
I assume he called you more than just an idiot at that point.
Oh, God. He loved to rattle my cage. Oh. I mean, he was actually a huge mentor to me, too. I mean, I never forget, we would be sitting there, and I was very new still when we first started shooting the show. I'd done All My Children for a few years.
Right.
And we'd be in a scene together, and they'd say cut, and he'd be like, Josh, come here, come here. And that's when I knew he was gonna take me to school. He's like, all right, you got to quit acting. Just quit acting and just be. You're trying too hard. Just do it. All I see is acting. Just be. He had no problems like telling me like if it was working or not.
Yeah.
And thank God he did. It made me a better actor in the end. It was tough to hear. Because you're just sitting there giving it your heart and soul, and it's like, nah, that sucks. Try it again.
You're like, I nailed the scene, and all of a sudden, Connor's like,
no, come here. Oh, God.
May he rest in peace.
Amazing guy.
He called into this show 2 months before he passed because it was the 50th anniversary of The Godfather. Mm. And he was on our podcast years ago, and I, you know, got to meet him and know him, and I reached out. And we interviewed him 2 months before he passed, telling great stories about how his portrayal of Sonny Corleone was based on Don Rickles. That he would, yes, that the Don Rickles sort of big personality of joking around and insulting and just walking in the room and insulting people, it was Rickles.
That's fan.
That's what he said, you know, like, and I'm like, okay, I didn't know that. Wow. You know, and that
I didn't know that.
That he also came up with Bada Bing, you know, right? Yeah. Bun in head, Bada Bing, Bada Bing, you know.
That was him?
That was him.
Bada Bing is
he said. He said he should have made up T-shirts. And then, you know, and that the art department was furious with him that he broke the camera in Godfather. Like, he threw it down, and then he did have actual money in his pocket. It wasn't called for him to just take it out and throw it on the ground like you pay for it. Sorry, I broke your camera. Pay for it. I remember, how great is that?
Oh, man, he had a story. I mean, that's that dude, I just go on and on. I remember him talking about his hair. He's like, yeah, look, I got Audubon hair. I was like, Audubon hair? He goes, yeah, Audubon on a donkey's ass.
Oh, fantastic. Check out Disney Plus's The Mighty Ducks Game Changers with this man and Lauren Graham and my new friend Maxwell Simpkins and more. Check it out every Wednesday night on Disney Plus. Season 2 is already underway at Josh Duhamel on Twitter and Instagram. You're the best, brother. Thanks for coming.
No, you are. Thank you. Thank you,
back
boys.
At you. Yeah. Josh Duhamel, everybody, great right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back with more in a moment.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Find the latest and greatest audio entertainment on Audible. It's got everything you want to hear, including this show, The Rich Eisen Show. You can check it out on Audible with podcasts, audiobooks, exclusive originals, talking comedy, sports stories, deep dives with athletes and entertainers, business, anything else you're into. With Audible, you get access to thousands of included titles with more added every week. Listen on the road. That's what we do in our car, at the gym, or anywhere you want to fuel up your imagination. Join and get 30 days free. At the home of storytelling, go to audible.com for that. Injury news. Christian McCaffrey, second straight day, according to Adam Schefter, not spotted at practice due to a quad injury. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Is it happening again? Well, my two cents on it, I'm not there. I'm not watching it. I just read what I'm reading. I spent the commercial break between hours 2 and 3 picking up both Chuba Hubbard and Deonta Foreman. Got them both in my poker league because no one's using them against me this week. If my poker league was like other fantasy leagues, I'd get slapped for that when they see me tonight around the table.
Is Murph in the poker league?
He is that.
How's he doing?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Oh, yeah. What Murph?
I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know what Murph's up to.
Free Murph.
Maybe he's calling in the Rome show cursing.
I say, much like, you know, I've been pounding the table to free Murph for a while.
Murph is
Can we get him back?
No.
Bam.
Why?
You'll get your Twitter account before Murph gets that hotline number.
I don't think that's looking very likely either. So,
other news:
free Murph and free 2 Jiggy
in New England, where we're just taking it day by day. According to Bill Belichick yesterday, no sign of Mac Jones at practice. According to Mike Giardi, however, he did say that Mac Jones is strolling around the facility, taking part in meetings, telling guys not to count him out. In Green Bay, maybe it won't be the Brian Hoyer moment that Chris Brockman is dreading.
Please, no. Anybody but Hoyer.
Do we have the press conference moment from yesterday? Do we have that one more time, please? In the meantime, while we're drumming that up, just to let you know, you can listen to the NFL on the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. I defy, again, this is the Bill Belichick press conference moment of the day from yesterday, and it's just, it's amazing. It's the clubhouse leader. Roll it.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
You expect Mac to start on Sunday for you guys?
Take it day by day.
Is the plan, Bill, for Mac to have any kind of procedure to help along with the process here?
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Are you and the team on the same page with Mac and his team as it comes to the injury and how to progress or how to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, not really sure what the nature of the question is. Day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day.
Right to the point.
What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What do they say?
What do the medical experts on staff say?
Good one. There you go. Too. Great question.
Day by day.
That's what they're saying.
We'll evaluate him. Day. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So.
But it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
I'm sorry, we may play this tomorrow. We may play this tomorrow.
I told you, I told you yesterday, that's the mic drop. It's never going to get better than that. It's impossible.
I believe in him. I doubt it.
Song, I don't know, man.
They say day by day 20 times. How many times do you think he said
it? Good question.
He said it 12.
We'll play it tomorrow.
12, was it 12?
We'll play it tomorrow. Every day. Then it's just a Godspa. Not the full Godspell, just a Godspa. I want to thank today's guest.
MRI?
Today's guest. What a great guest list, man.
We did it today.
Fantastic. Josh Duhamel and Matthew Stafford and also Drew Brees and Steve Young. Tomorrow's show, George Kittle will be kicking things off. Chat then.